You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, condiment shopping used to be so simple. You just buy, you pick between a couple of ketchup brands, mustard, barbecue sauce, mayos, salad dressings, relish. Just there weren't that many out there. Now when you stand in front of the condiment aisle, at least my mind just spins with all the choices, and it's just difficult to know where to go unless you know the brands really well. So sometimes when I'm shopping for salad dressing, I think that's the worst. I walk down that aisle and I'm just like, let's just keep going. I really don't need any. And there are just too many choices. That makes me not want to buy anything. Carolina, do you find that sometimes happening to you?
Yeah, you're right. There's just so many different brands and so many different types and variations. The condiment aisle now takes up a whole, you know, from end to end of the grocery store. And it can be quite challenging to go through the maze of condiments. But that's what we hope we can help you through in the next 2 minutes here, is which ones to pick and what you're looking for, so that maybe you won't have to bypass the salad dressing, but just know which one to pick.
Well, when it comes to salad dressing, we usually make our own. I've gone to that, and we'll do another show about how to make great salad dressings. But when you can, when you just have to buy one, what are, for all condiments, what are the key nutritional facts that we should be looking for to give us a clue that this is a good product for our health?
Okay, so when you're buying anything, but especially condiments, you want to look around and look at the list of ingredients, okay? Condiments are huge for adding way too much sugar, way too much salt, and artificial food coloring and preservatives. So you wanna make sure you're reading the ingredient list, that you can pronounce what's being said, that you know what it is, and that it even makes sense to be in that bottle of what you're gonna buy. The artificial food coloring is usually a big eye opener. A lot of people don't think it's in there, but barbecue sauce, for example, it's really hard to find the one that doesn't have any food coloring. So definitely look at the ingredient and then make sure that the sodium and sugar content is not way over the amount. And the way you're going to know that is look at the serving sizes. Look at the label. A lot of condiments, you're like, oh, 20 calories, that's not that bad. But that's for a serving size of an eighth of a teaspoon. And really, when you make your sandwich or when you make your chicken salad, you're using 3 or 4 tablespoons. So it's not 20 calories, it's hundreds of calories. So look at the serving size.
Man, that's so deceiving. And you're always so disappointed when you discover it, too. It's like, oh, no, why? I don't want this. It looks good, and then I can't have it. All right, let's just go through the condiments and what are the basic things that should be in them. Maybe that's the way to look at this. So ketchup, for instance. What should we look for in ketchup?
So ketchup is tomatoes, right? So gosh, you better have some tomatoes in there.
Yeah.
It can be tomato concentrate. It can be tomato paste. It can be organic tomatoes, conventional tomatoes, but there must be tomatoes. The other thing, sugar and salt. And sometimes you'll see something like onion or spice or something like that. What you don't want to see there is any sort of corn syrup. You don't want to see any sort of food coloring in there. And then the sugar content, you're going to pick one that has less sugar. So just kind of compare them. The one that has the least amount of sugar is the one you want to go with. And then remember, just use the serving size. Don't overdo it on the ketchup.
Okay, mustard. What's in a mustard that we must have and nothing else?
Yeah, and if you're going to compare ketchup and mustard, mustard is always going to come out on top. More flavor for less calories. So if you're watching that kind of stuff or you don't want to add up calories without noticing, mustard is the way to go. Mustard comes from mustard seeds. So that should be your first ingredient. Whole ground, cracked or bruised mustard seeds, however they come out, powdered. And then they're going to mix in some lemon juice, some other liquids, sometimes oils. And then they're going to flavor it with spices and some water, is added as well. Mustard can get really fancy because there's Dijon, and I mean, there's like people that live for tasting mustards. So there's a great variety of them out there. So overall, just look that you're not overdoing on salt, because when I was looking at mustards, there's some that have 30 and some that have 125 milligrams of sodium per teaspoon. So there's a great variance out there. So make sure you look for a mustard that has no more than 60 milligrams of sodium per teaspoon.
All right, let's get to the salad dressings. That's the hardest one, I think.
It is, because they have done such a great job at marketing reduced fat, light, and all sorts of versions of salad dressing. Reality is, a little bit of fat in salad dressing is actually really great because it helps our body absorb some of the vitamins in the salad, like vitamin A, D, E, and K. However, you want to kind of stay away from the creamy dressings because those are going to be way too much fat, more than what you need, and even some extra saturated fat in there that you don't need. So I like to look for salad dressings that have olive oil as a base, lemon, salt, maybe some vinegar, some herbs and spices. I stay away from any that have some synthetic ingredients or artificial sweeteners or artificial emulsifiers. Some of them take the fat out and they put some other artificial emulsifiers to fill in the fat. You don't need that. So just look for the dressings. And you know, a good way to spot one on the shelf is they usually are separated because the olive oil went on top. So you have to shake them before you use. Those are usually the better ones.
That's a great clue. Thank you for that. Okay, barbecue sauce. Ooh, that's a dangerous one, isn't it?
That is a dangerous one. And that was a tricky one for my household because my husband's a huge barbecue sauce fan. And it's so hard to find one without food coloring. So I started making my own, and we can definitely do a show sharing some recipes of condiments. But when you're going to buy barbecue sauce, you want to look for tomato paste as a base. That's what they all use. And then they're going to use spices and mustard and black peppers. They're going to have sugar. A lot of them will use something like molasses or dark sugar because that makes the sweeter barbecue. Some of them have vinegar for a tangy barbecue sauce. So there's going to be some variation in there. But what you want to look for is, make sure there's nothing artificial, no artificial food coloring. And again, watch the sugar. Sometimes there's way too much sugar in barbecue sauce. So kind of do some comparison at the grocery store and pick a brand that you like and stick with that one.
All right, let's quickly touch on relish.
Relish and mayo, right? We skipped mayo too. Mayo is one
of my favorite
mayo.
Ones. We're going to do mayo, right?
Okay. So mayo, there again, because of the whole fat phenomenon that happened back in the 90s, you can find reduced fat mayo, light mayo, even fat-free mayo. But that's kind of scary because mayonnaise, originally, all it is egg yolks, oil, and either vinegar or lemon. It's an emulsification of those ingredients. Like if you beat them all together, you come up with mayonnaise. So to take the fat out, well, you were just left with vinegar because egg yolks and oil is fat. So it doesn't make sense to me. So obviously they had to add some other artificial things in there. So stay away from those. You want to stick to real mayonnaise and just use a small amount of it. Just be careful with your portion size. Instead of using more of the light one, just use a little of the real one.
And mayonnaise, I like to get refrigerated. Actually, I like the veganaise. People pronounce it differently, but it's all plant fats, and it's just delicious. Okay, so wind up with relish.
Yeah, relish is a hard one for me because we're not huge relish consumers here. But again, the main thing with relish is looking for sodium content and food coloring. Whether you like the sweet or the dill kind of relish, the ingredients should be two or three ingredients in there. And you want to look for salt, and you're going to have some vinegar, but definitely nothing artificial. Don't look for fake food dyes and make sure that the sodium is under 90 milligrams. Anyways, I hope we helped you with your shopping in the condiment aisle. Remember, you can always listen to our shows on RadioMD.com if you missed something, or if you want to listen again or share with somebody you know, just go to RadioMD.com and look for our past episodes. In the meantime, be sure you always eat well and stay well.